Kia Niro EV discontinued. What's next for hybrids? The automotive landscape is undergoing significant changes, and one of the most notable shifts is happening within Kia's electric vehicle EV lineup. According to recent reports, the Kia Niro EV has been discontinued, leaving many to wonder what this means for the company's future plans. The decision comes as no surprise, given the relatively limited appeal of the Niro EV compared to its hybrid and plug-in hybrid counterparts. The Niro EV was introduced in 2020 with a single electric motor producing 201 horsepower and a 64.8 kilowatt-hour battery pack providing an estimated range of 253 miles. However, despite its impressive specs, the Niro EV struggled to compete with more affordable and spacious options like the Hyundai Ioniq 5 and Tesla Model Y. The discontinuation of the Niro EV raises questions about Kia's strategy for electric vehicles in the United States. With the Trump administration's import tariffs affecting vehicles built in South Korea, it may be more practical for Kia to focus on assembling its models in the U.S., as seen with the Hyundai Kona Electric and EV6. The fate of the Niro EV also has implications for its corporate cousin, the Hyundai Kona Electric. If the Niro EV is indeed discontinued, it's possible that the Kona Electric may face a similar hiatus or even be discontinued altogether. Kia has yet to confirm whether the refreshed Niro will arrive in the U.S. market, but if it does, it's expected to debut for the 2027 model year with hybrid and plug-in hybrid setups. This would mark a shift towards more conventional powertrains for Kia's lineup, potentially making its EV offerings more competitive. The discontinuation of the Niro EV may also signal a broader trend within the automotive industry. As consumers become increasingly price-sensitive and environmentally conscious, manufacturers are reevaluating their strategies for electric vehicles. This could lead to a greater emphasis on hybrids and plug-in hybrids in the coming years. In the meantime, Kia's decision to discontinue the Niro EV highlights the importance of adapting to changing market conditions. By focusing on more practical and affordable options, Kia can maintain its position as a major player in the U.S. automotive market. The discontinuation of the Niro EV also raises questions about Kia's commitment to electric vehicles. While the company has made significant investments in its EV lineup, it appears that some models may not be viable in the long term. As the automotive landscape continues to evolve, it will be interesting to see how Kia responds to this development and whether other manufacturers follow suit in discontinuing their less popular EV models.